This is our returning champion, Neil Roden, from Rochester, New York. Stand by to see Neil play for a fur jacket valued at $6,500. Today, on America's Biggest Bargain Sale, we're offering a Ford Thunderbird, valued at $19,663 for $530. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $750. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Hello there. Thank you very much. Delighted to have you with us. Welcome to Sale of the Century. Let's welcome back our champion. This is Neil Roden. Hello, Neil.
Hi, Jim.
From Rochester, New York. Doing very well. $157 now in your bank account. Jay was talking about the lady's fur. You're just $18 away from that. We're going to start you with $20. If you got to a big win, $103, you could have a grand piano worth over $9,000. Are you ready to go?
I think I am.
All right, good luck. Fine champion. Here to introduce the challengers, Summer Bartholomew. Here it is, Summer.
Hi.
I like the outfit. I'm good.
Thank you.
I'm good.
I like yours, too.
For a change. Right. Okay. Who'd you bring us?
She likes to get her kicks from Westlake Village, California. Let's give a big hand to Judy Gaviotti.
Hello there, Judy.
And he likes to pass go from Beverly Hills, California. A warm welcome to Lee Baird.
Hi there, Lee. See you a little later with some bargains, Summer. Lee, you like to pass go?
That's right. I like to play games, and I was the first World Monopoly champion.
Oh, the world! Oh, that's terrific. That must have been. Where were the where was the world games held there?
Well, the first one was held in upstate New York, and the second time I defended it was in New York City. And now they move the world championship around so contestants from other places in the country, in the world, can visit those countries.
Sounds like a lot of fun, and you must be very good at it, obviously. Nice to have you here, Lee. Judy, you like to get your kicks.
That's right, Jim. My children have been playing soccer now for almost 9 years, and I've coached for 4, and we just love it. It's a lot of fun.
Oh, that's good. You coach boys, girls?
Girls.
Girls? Wait, right. you could coach boys, too.
Sure, that would be good. Why not?
Nice to have you. It's nice to play with the kids. That's good. Nice to have you all here. $20 starts you off. Player with the most money at the end of the show is the champion. He gets to go shopping. We'll start with this question for $5. In the long-running TV series, who played the title role in The Rockford Files? Lee.
That was Jim Garner.
Jim Garner is exactly who it is. $5 for the correct answer. Lee goes to $25. In what state did Abraham Lincoln deliver his Gettysburg Address? Lee.
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania, yes, indeed. Two in a row for Lee, and he's at 30. What does this list represent? Early Bird, Sputnik, Telstar, Explorer, Lee?
Satellites.
They are all satellites. You are right for 3 in a row for Lee's at 35. In the old expression, what kind of birds flock together? Lee?
Birds of a feather flock together.
They're the ones that flock together in the champion. The third time he goes to 25. Ah, baby blue eyes, bachelor buttons, fairy slippers, Judy?
Things that are blue.
No, and I'm not Dick Clark either. No, they're all flowers is what they are, Judy. You lose $5 on that. I'm sorry about that for the incorrect answer. But it's time for an instant bargain. Player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise. Dick doesn't give things away like that. $10 is your lead, Lee. You could buy this.
Lee, if you like it hot and you like it fast, you'll love Frigidaire's mid-sized microwave oven. Features touch control, a Millminder probe, and the full circle cooking system. Furnished by Frigidaire, and it's normally priced at $340. But today on Sale of the Century, oh, it's yours for only $6.
Well, if you like it hot and you like it fast, I thought you were talking about a Monopoly game there for a moment. Lee, $340 microwave for just $6. You've got a $10 lead. If you bought it, you would still have the lead, but it would be less than a question. So I'll make it a better than $500 bargain. You can have the microwave and $200 in cash for $6. Going once, he's going to buy. Enjoy the microwave, enjoy the cash. Of course, it's just $6. You knock that off your score, and you're still in the lead, but it's a $4 lead over Neil. Back with us. What is the name of the independent news agency known by the initials UPI? Lee.
United Press International.
You got five of that $6 right back. You are right. And over the $30 mark again. To what European country would you travel to attend the famed Cannes Film Festival? Lee.
It would be in France.
It would indeed be in France. And the challenger Lee is making a strong move. Name the novelist who wrote the bestsellers Poland and Space. Michener. Michener wrote both of them. No one wanted to try that one. Well, they'll try the fame game now, playing for a pick of the board. We're looking for the identity of a well-known person. A lot of information about a person. I am an actor, born in Indiana in 1914 with the last name Sekulovich. I started on the stage in the 1930s, then became one of Hollywood's more complex character actors. In the role of Mitch, I won an Oscar for A Streetcar Named Desire. Judy!
Brando?
No, incorrect. Out of the rest of the question. No dollar value. Stay at 15, but you're out of the question now. We'll clear the board. Continue for Lee and Neil. Neil.
Carl Malden.
Carl Malden is right. Yes, he got Best Supporting Actor for playing Mitch in Streetcar Named Desire. Neil, you've earned yourself a pick of the board. Nine numbers. You'll get what's behind the one you pick.
Number 8.
And behind number 8, we have $10.
Anthony finds a $10 money card. And he might need it the way Lee is going, because we add that $10 to his score, and he pulls it within $4 of Lee. Yeah, Carl Malden, I always think about our commercials. Don't leave home without them. We'll be right back. Our champion, Neil Roden, already has enough money for that $6,500 ladies' fur, but he must win. And right now, he's in second place. It is Lee at 39, Neil at 35, Judy at 15. Back with this. The Spanish word for a little donkey refers to a bean-filled tortilla. Judy.
Burrito.
Burrito is what it is. And Judy, back to the $20 mark. Yeah. In the Jim Croce song, who's the baddest man in the whole, Lee?
It better be Jim Brown.
No. Oh, no. In the whole damn tent, bad Leroy Brown.
Leroy Brown.
Jim Brown's pretty bad, yeah. But the song was about Leroy Brown. You lose 5 on that, Lee. And now Neil is ahead by $1. What 5-letter word describes a beautiful, seductive woman and a kind of alarm? Neil.
A siren.
That's a little before your time, but that's what it is, a siren. And Neil hits the $40 mark. What kind of creatures are boom slangs, crates, and pythons? Judy.
Snakes.
They're all snakes, Judy, to 25, and everyone's bouncing around now. But, Neil, you've got the lead. You have a $6 lead, and we've got something you might be interested in.
Neil, if you want to get the show on the road, here's the Panasonic Supreme Elite AM-FM Stereo Cassette Car Radio. With advanced features like electronic tuning and hypertuner, furnished by Panasonic Car Audio, and book cassettes, unabridged bestsellers performed on tape. Now you may read with your ears as you drive, walk, jog, or just relax. Book cassettes furnished by Brilliance Corporation. This driving pair is normally priced at $739. But today on sale of the century, they're yours for only $12.
Just $12. Remember, you guys got in the car to listen to cassettes there. Just keep your distance. $739, Neil.
Lovely. My car could use a little music.
Great stereo, the book cassettes, the whole thing, over $700 worth. Cost normally $12. You've got a $6 lead. I'll cut the price in half. You can have the whole thing for $6. You'd be in a tie with Lee. Going once, going twice, and no sale. Oh, Neil. That means a sales surprise went with it. If you had bought, you also would have gotten $700 in cash. Didn't buy and didn't get it. Oh, should have, yeah. Well, you've got the lead. What was that, Judy, you were saying you should have bought it? Is that
I told you so.
I told you so, I see. Name the flamboyant pianist who was born with the name, Neil?
Liberace.
Vlazu Valentino is indeed Liberace. You are right. Took a chance, it paid off. Neil, the 45. What South American river carries more water than, Neil?
The Amazon.
Than any other river system in the world, you are right. It is indeed the Amazon, Neil, the 50. It's called the master gland of the body. Neil?
The pituitary.
You are right. And Neil, the 55, the champion, makes a strong move. What does this list represent? Benin, Togo, Chad, Gabon, Lee?
Countries in Africa.
That's exactly what they are in Lee, the 39. Yes. Which British university do Rhodes Scholars attend, Neil?
Cambridge.
No. The other one?
Oxford.
Oxford. And Neil takes a backward step, losing 5, going down to 50. Talking about Oxford and Rhodes Scholars, one former Rhodes Scholar summed up his Oxford education this way. He said, "Oxford prepared me to be one of the foremost 14th century poets of my generation. Unfortunately, I am a 20th century economist." Right back. Now, before we get back to business, we often talk about with the prizes up on the Fame Game Board and the Instant Bargains, you can pick up a lot of good things even without the shopping in the back. And I'll tell the players right now, at the end of this segment, a great Instant Bargain. Boy, if you're in the lead, you've got a chance at something wonderful. It is Neil at 50, Lee at 39, and Judy at 25. And again, the Fame Game, $15 money card up there. We're looking for a famous thing. I am a plant that may get its name from the French word for moss. There are about 38,000 known species of me, and I come in a wide variety of shapes and colors, ranging from pure white to brilliant red. Judy.
Algae?
Incorrect. Out of the rest of the question. Took a chance, it didn't pay off, but you don't lose anything. You're not playing for dollars, you stay at 25. We'll clear the board, continue for the gentleman. I need a great deal of moisture and spring up quickly in wet weather, growing in old stumps and on the trunks of living trees. Lee.
Moss.
Incorrect. And Neil has the rest of the question all to himself. On the trunks of living trees, many varieties of me are good to eat, while others are deadly poison. I go well with steak. I am...
Mushrooms?
Mushroom is what it is. Yeah. You have the rest of the question, and you've got yourself a pick of the board.
I'll take number four.
And behind number four, we have men's sportswear. The clean, classic style of Le Tiger sportswear for men. Gives you the winning edge for total good looks in every season. Classic, comfortable, terrific Le Tiger.
Very nice. $350 worth of sportswear. That's yours to keep, no matter how you finish in the game. Lee and Judy are back in now on this question for $5. The first black American baseball player to play in the major leagues. Lee.
Jackie Robinson.
Jackie Robinson is who it is, and Lee goes up to the $40 mark. Yeah. From the Latin for two chambers, what's the term for our two-house legislature? Neil.
Congress?
No. The two-house legislature is called bicameral. Bicameral, and the champion loses five down to 45. In chess, what is the only piece that on a regular basis can jump over other pieces? Neil.
A knight?
A knight is the only one that can. You're right, you go to 50, and you've got the lead, Neil. Well, I told you something good was coming up. Neil, take a look at this.
Neil, make a big splash on your vacation in beautiful Ixtapa, Mexico. We'll fly you and a friend from Los Angeles for a week at the Holiday Inn Ixtapa, a secluded sunny resort hideaway offering dancing, swimming, and fine dining, located near charming Zihuatanejo Village. Furnished by Holiday Inn Ixtapa. This great trip is normally priced at $1,800, but today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $16.
Woo! Oh, I told you that was nice. Isn't that nice, Neil? Trip to Ixtapa, Mexico. Have a wonderful time. $1,800. Are you interested in going, Neil?
Yeah, I've only been as far south as Tijuana and would love to go a little further.
You would enjoy it. Compare it, definitely. The Ixtapa is a very good choice, yes. And Neil, right now you are ahead by $6. This costs $16. It would cost you... But it wouldn't cost you as much. You missed out on the sales surprise the last time. Neil, I'll do two things. I will cut the price of that trip in half. You can have it for $8. You would be trailing by less than the value of a question. You'd be trailing by just $2. And since you missed out on the sales surprise before, I will give you $500 spending money for Ixtapa. $2,300 trip going once. Good deal. Enjoy the trip, enjoy the cash, and as we knock the $8 off Neil's score, we will enjoy a very close game right after this commercial timeout. That should be nice. Champion's got a great trip to Ixtapa, and we've got a great match here now. Lee in the lead at 44, Neil at 42, Judy not out of it at 25. In mythology, the wife of King Minos conceived a creature that had a bull's head and a human body. Neil.
The Minotaur.
Minotaur is what it is, and Neil bounces back into the lead. A province of Denmark, this island in the North Atlantic, is the largest, Judy.
Greenland.
Largest island in the world, Greenland is what it is. Judy goes to 30, yes. She received Best Actress Oscars for the movies Dangerous and Jezebel. Lee.
Betty Davis.
Betty Davis is right. Lee bounces back in the lead. Well, third and final crack of the Fame Game and a big $25 money card up there. We're looking for the identity of a well-known thing. I am a lawmaking body in several nations of the world. I began in the earliest forms of society when councils of elders gave advice to tribal chiefs who in turn advised the king. The Althing of Iceland is my oldest known form, and Japan's version is called the Diet. Lee.
That's what I was going to say, the diet, Jim.
All right, then. Out of the rest of the question, no dollar value. Say a 49. Clear the board. Continue for Judy and Neil. In England, during the reign of Edward III, I was divided into the House of Lords and the House of Commons. Judy.
Parliament.
Parliament is right. Yes. Yes, indeed. Judy, you've earned the pick of the board. What number do you want?
My husband said number 5.
And behind number 5, we have cutlery. Cutco's complete 18-piece cutlery set featuring patented wedge lock handles, exclusive double D grind cutting edge, quality American craftsmanship, furnished by Alcaz Cutlery.
That is very nice. That's $578 worth of cutlery. Very good cutlery, but where were the big money cards?
Behind the number 2 and the number 1.
Well, all three players now as we finish up the game with a speed round. 60 seconds on the clock, please. It is Lee in the lead at 49. Neil, less than a question behind at 47. Judy, not out of it at 30. Good luck. We start the speed round now. What happens to water at 32 degrees Fahrenheit? Lee.
Freezes.
Right. Name the Civil War general who said war is hell. Neil.
Sherman.
Right. In the popular poem, what baseball player was Mudville's? Judy.
Casey.
Right. At graduation time, what do the letters B.S.? Neil.
Bachelor of Science.
Right. According to the optimistic adage, what does every cloud have? Judy.
A silver lining.
Right. How many sheets of paper in a ream? Lee.
500.
Right. In children's literature, what kind of animal is Winnie the Pooh? Neil.
A bear.
Right. Daredevil Evel Knievel performs most of his stunts. Neil.
On a motorcycle.
Right. What would you do with an ocarina? Lee.
You'd play it.
Right. At Christmas, we deck the halls with boughs. Neil.
Of holly.
Right. Whose term of office is called a papacy? Neil.
The Pope.
Right. Which American state is bordered on the west by the Bering Sea? Lee.
Alaska.
Right. What was the middle name of Supreme Court Justice Oliver Holmes? Lee.
Wendell.
Right. Norway is known as the land of the midnight. Judy.
Sun.
Right. What is the geometric term of a triangle containing time is up and Neil has won it by $3. Back to the champion in just a moment. First of all, a close match. Got to say goodbye to Lee and to Judy, and no one goes home empty-handed. Lee, you've got yourself the microwave, $274 in cash. You're over $600 in cash and prizes. Thank you. And Judy, you've got the cutlery, and with the cash in front of you, you are over $600 in cash and prizes as well. Thank you. Two good players. But Neil Roden pulled it out, and he joins me again. Come on, let's go shopping, Neil. Well, congratulations. That's been bouncing around there in that speed round. You've got $234 now in your bank account. Easily you can afford to buy this.
Wrap yourself in luxury with this lovely fur. A beautiful shade of gold to add that touch of class to a special occasion. A classic design of vertical fur with a stylish notch collar. From Dicker & Dicker of Beverly Hills. Normally priced at $6,500. Yours on sale of the century for only
$175. $175 is what it costs. You've got $234 in your bank, so very easily you could say yes and take that and leave us. However, the next thing up the line, you are just $26 away with another win from this beautiful prize.
Dance the night away with this beautiful Schaefer & Sons grand piano. It can fill your home with rich melodic sounds. Individually strung, this piano is lovely to look at, to play, and to hear. Furnished by Schaefer & Sons. Normally priced at $9,054. Yours on sale of the century for only $260.
You're just $26 away from that. $640 would get you all the prizes. I know you said you're interested in one. You haven't told me yet what it is. I'll find out in a few moments if it's the fur. I'll tell you this. Get the $750, no decision to make. Give you everything on the stage, plus this.
A cash jackpot, $59,000.
That's $123,043 in cash and prizes that could be yours. But the decision now for Neil is the fur coat. Or put the money in the bank with the piano next up the line. Think about it for a moment. We'll get his decision right after this. Back with our champion, Neil Roden. $234 in his bank account. Easily say yes, you can leave with that lady's fur coat. Or put the money in the bank. Next thing up the line, $26 more, and the grand piano could be yours. Neil, what's it going to be?
I've got my eye on that piano.
That's what your eye. So, he likes the piano, and he's going to put his money in the bank and go for it. We'll put another $1,000 in the cash jackpot. $60,000 and one more win for Neil, and he could have that piano that he likes. Join us to find out if he gets it on Sale of His Entry. Bye for now.
Bye-bye. That's
suggest a detailed value and are correct at the time of recording. Sale of the Century stars Jim Perry. This is Jay Stewart speaking. Sale of the Century is a Red Strangle production.